Strange
Music.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Strange Music Podcast Interviews. My name is Victor Sandoval, and I'll be taking things over today as we're joined live by Strange Music's own and, of course, Slamerican's own Ritz. The Independent Powerhouse tour actually just wrapped here in Kansas City on Saturday night, so today we're going to be catching up with Ritz about his experience on the first Strange Music tour, well, his first Strange Music tour, and of course we're going to get some questions about his debut album, The Life and Times of Johnny Valiant. If you still haven't picked it up, make sure to hit Best Buy or iTunes. Also, if you've been online today, then you caught his brand new music video, Switch Lanes, with Mike Posner. I think we're going to have to dig into that one a little bit and see what that shoot was like. As far as the collaboration with Mike Posner and what it was like working with him, I know a lot of you guys have been wondering about that relationship. So if you're listening to us today, please be sure to call us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to jump on the line with us and speak to Ritz himself. Every time that Ritz calls in, our lines blow up, so make sure you have your questions ready to go. We have someone taking calls now. One more thing before we go live with Ritz, though. If you're in the Gwinnett County area, tomorrow Ritz will be at the FYE in Sugarloaf Mills Mall signing copies of his new album. That's right. You don't want to miss your chance to meet Ritz and support the hometown. It all goes down tomorrow at 5 p.m. at FYE at the Sugarloaf Mills Mall. Make sure to hit Facebook.com/FYE Guy or Twitter.com/FYE Guy for a complete rundown of the details. Tomorrow, Ritz at FYE. You already know. So I believe we actually do have Ritz on the line with us. Let me put Ritz on here. Ritz?
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up, Doc? Long time no see.
What was that?
I said long time no see.
Yeah, man. It's been a man, how you been? You just got home, huh?
No, I'm good, man. I'm at my house, chilling. Yeah, just got home, trying to get back into the swing of things. Got a lot of unpacking and doing all that stuff, man. Just getting back in the swing of things.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely that decompressed time after a tour, huh?
Yeah, I came home last night and just slept. Slept for hours.
That's what's up, man. I just mentioned the Switch Lanes video just dropped today, and I feel like I have to kick off with that because it's a big moment. It's a big look. The official music video, what's the word? Are people feeling it?
Yeah, man, it's huge, man. Like, everybody seems to be feeling it, man. I love the video personally. To take a break from tour and go to L.A. and shoot it with Mike. And, you can see by the visuals, man, that we had a good time. And, I'm just glad it's out there, man. I love the record, love the song. You know, so I'm happy everybody's getting to see it today.
Yeah, and... You know, I saw a rough cut of this video a little bit ago, and then, of course, today I saw the final cut, and this looks like one of those videos that was a lot of fun to shoot. What was that like?
It was cool, man. It was crazy. Like, literally, I went to L.A. with, like, an hour of sleep, you know, from the tour, so I was a little exhausted when I got there, and it was just like, as soon as I got there, it was like, go time. You have to just suck it up and be like, hey, I'm act rested, you know, like, you're ready to go, and it was really tight, though, man, like, a lot of dope cars, and, you know, I got to ride, you know, everywhere in L.A. Got to go down, was out in Crenshaw, like, you know, at the liquor bank. They told me it's, like, right in the middle of the jungle. And, just at Randy's Donut, just a lot of monumental spots in L.A., man. It was really cool. And of course, working with Mike, you know, Mike's a friend of mine, man, and he's always a good, got positive energy, you know, to be around, man. It was just dope, man. It was a really good time.
You just, you know, you mentioned that Mike's a friend, and from reading a lot of online comments, and especially on YouTube and Twitter, it seems like the fans are really, really interested in how exactly it is that you guys linked up.
Yeah. Well, me and Mike linked up through Bootleg Kev. Shout out to Bootleg Kev. Bootleg Kev is like program director of a radio station in Arizona. Or I don't want to get in the wrong position, but I believe that's what his position is. But either way, he's like an influential guy in radio and stuff. And, got a lot of friends. He actually introduced me to Lifted. He did the Puck Swag track and the For Real track. And he also introduced my music to Mike. And Mike had hit me up on Twitter, you know, saying that he was feeling it. Like, let's work. So I was like, damn, dude, this Mike Posner's hitting me up. So when I went out to L.A. to do a thing with Famous, Travis Barker, I went out to Mike's house. He invited me up to the crib. And it just kind of like, it just clicked, man, when we met. And went up there. I had the song Always Gonna Be already for him to sing, and I was like, Mike, can you sing this hook for me? Because I already had that written, and he was like, yeah, dude, and he just laid it down right there. And then he played me a Swiss Lanes beat with the hook already on it. And he was like, what do you think about this? And I was like, dude, that's dope. I was like, can I have that? And he was like, yeah, man, go ahead. So, I mean, it was pretty much that. And, you know, left there. And, you know, when it was time to work on the album, man, went and did the song. And it turned out great. So that was it.
Okay, now, were you a fan of his before that? I mean, were you into his music a lot? Because I know he's like really heavy into the hip-hop scene, and a lot of MCs and a lot of hip-hop fans actually dig his stuff.
Yeah, you know what, man? To be completely honest, I didn't know a lot about him. Bootleg Kev, when he told me about him, I looked him up and saw all the YouTube views and all that stuff. I didn't really know his history. I mean, I knew he was somebody. Then I found out he wrote Boyfriend for Justin Bieber, or co-wrote or something like that. And then the song Cooler Than Me, which I had heard a lot, but I don't listen to a lot of radio. So, you know, I wasn't really too familiar, but the song Cooler Than Me was like a huge hit for him. So, so I had to do my homework on him. And then once I did, I was like, wow, why is this dude calling me? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was tight.
You mentioned that, of course, he did the two tracks with you. They're both on your album. Is this someone that you know for sure you'll be working with again?
I hope so, man. Like, I mean, we've already talked about it. Like, let's get another one in, you know. I look at it like this. Like, if you have somebody, regardless what type of name the person has or whatever, like, if the chemistry's good musically and especially if you're cool people, like your homies and stuff, it's like, why not, man? Just keep it moving. Make records. And if they work, they work. Use them and put them out there, man, especially if the fans like them, you know. So, yeah, I mean, I 100% want to work with Mike some more. So, I mean, I would definitely think that would be coming again soon sometime.
And you just mentioned, you know, if the music is good, put it out there. I've always been really curious about the way that that rappers operate with tracks. And are you the kind of guy that you'll record stuff and maybe it's not your best or what you think is your best and then you hold on to those, or do you release everything you record?
Yeah, I'm a lot different than a lot of the other rappers I've talked to. I think a lot more people stockpile up on stuff, and pretty much, like, for my project, I recorded exactly 20 songs, and those 20 songs we actually put out, you know, three songs on the iTunes bonus, and then the one song was for the Strange pre-order, same shit, different day. And I really don't like, I kind of go in with a vision of how the album's going to be. I mean, unless the song's just whack, and then nobody ever hears about it, period. But, I pretty much go in with a vision and get the exact number of songs done that I need and pretty much try to work with that. You know, I don't have a lot of songs just sitting around. You know what I mean? Not anything new sitting around. I go in and pretty much what I do, I'm happy with it and want to use it for something.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess that takes a certain level of confidence as well. I mean, I know Tech is one of those guys who likes to put out everything he records pretty much.
Right. Yeah. Well, Tech's a beast. Tech's a whole different type of beast. Like, he's a maniac. Like, he goes in there and writes on the spot in the studio and comes up with that. My process is a little slower, so I think it might be a little bit mix of confidence and laziness. You know what I'm saying? Or just, you know, just wanting to make. I'm real particular about what type of beats I choose, man. So if I don't have the beats around, I'm not going to force any kind of a raps over a mediocre beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and we've talked about before how you wrote this album on a deadline, and that was a little bit of pressure on you, and now the album is out, it's out there. When you go in to write your next project, are you looking to put yourself under that same pressure? Do you think you're going to do things a little differently?
You know, I don't know, man. I don't know how it's going to happen. I guess we'll see when it comes to that point, you know. I'm not ready. You know, normally my mind works as, what do I want this album to sound like to the ear as far as production goes first? So right now the album's out there and it's brand new. So I'm sure by the time I go on to something else, you know, I'll know what type of sound I want then, and then I'll go from there. So I don't know, man. We'll see what happens, you know. Odds are with the success and with the way Strange works, I'll be out there touring and I'll be under the same pressure. Like, get off tour, write the album, you know what I'm saying? So, and if I am, at least I know I did it before and now I could do it, you know what I'm saying? I did it successful. And so, you know, the confidence level has definitely got boosted up from that.
Are you someone who has difficulty writing on the road? I know one of the most common things I hear is that guys just, they just don't like to write while they're on the road.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like to write on the road at all. Like, I think I wrote, like, a verse because I was trying to do a song with Brother Lynch on the road, and I think I wrote like a verse or two. Actually, I did a song for Bootleg Kev, the Walter White Boy flow verse I wrote on the road. And but yeah, it's not one of my things to do because the road, I mean, it's so exhausting, man. I party. By the time you wake up, man, and try to get a shower, get the meet and greets, it's time to perform. You know, it's just not a whole lot of time to get in that zone to really write.
Right. You know, switching a little bit back, and no pun intended, to switch lanes, that's sort of a fine line to walk for you, I thought, when you're known for being a hardcore MC. Was there any hesitation to do the track? Did you ever wonder how your core fan base would feel or even how the Strange Music fans would feel about that track?
Yeah, I did, man. You know what, man? I was a little bit like, okay, when you heard the beat and heard it with just the hook on there, you know, I was thinking... I was hoping people didn't think I was trying to, and I need a track with a guy like Mike Posner, or what guy can we get? You know, it wasn't none of that, you know. I didn't try to go out and try to make, I need to get a pop singer on one of my songs. It didn't happen like that. So I think with it not happening like that, and that kind of happened naturally, and I did me on it, you know. We're talking about riding and, you know, just having fun while we riding. You know, that's something that I've done on Box Chevy and several other songs that I'm known for. So, you know, I did myself on it. So when it was done, I was like, man, they should accept this. If not, man, they're either not feeling it or they're just hating or don't understand really what happened. Because, I mean, I can see how I could get, you know, you could think that Rich is trying to go out and get somebody on there and cross over, but it just didn't happen like that. So I don't think it came out. I don't think musically it came across like that.
Yeah, you know, and I'm sure a lot of your fans saw back when you linked up with them, whether it was on Twitter or Instagram, so I know it happened organically.
Yeah, it happened organically, and I haven't, man. Honestly, man, I was expecting a little bit more of, like, Ritz went and tried to do something crossover, but I think pretty much everybody understood, you know, it was natural, you know, for the most part, man. I haven't seen anything negative, you know what I'm saying? So I'm, you know... They got it. They understood.
Yeah. And, you know, we spoke to Tech not that long ago for one of our stories on the blogs, and one of the things that he and I talked about was how Strange Music has always been just on the cusp of breaking into radio with a smash hit, what people would really consider a smash hit. And Switch Lane seems to really be gaining some traction right now.
Yeah, man. Yeah, the radio stations are picking it up. You know, so if you're in the city and you hear it on the radio, you know, call and request it, you know what I'm saying, because it's out there. And, you know, it's definitely gaining some traction right now, and I couldn't be happier, man. You know, when Tech and Trav first heard the song, they both called me like, man, this is a song we've been wanting, you know, to push on the radio like that. So I hope it does the trick, man.
Yeah, you know, and what's crazy is out in, I don't know if you were made aware of this or maybe where, I don't know, out in Wisconsin, they had you going up against Bruno Mars on the radio. And just from the online response, I know fans were voting like crazy for Switch Lanes.
Oh, really? Damn. So do we know if Bruno?
Do we know if you won?
Yeah. Like, did Bruno Mars, who won the contest?
I have no idea. And now you're exposing I'm not doing my job. But the... we tried to keep up with it, but the radio station they didn't tweet out who the winner was, so I think we're still waiting with anticipation. But Switch Lanes was the defending champ.
Right, but hey, that'll work, whether I won or not. The fact that it's, you know, playing like that, man, the fact that anybody's just giving it love, man, and, you know, I can't complain at all. You know, that's dope.
You mentioned that you really don't listen to the radio. Is that something that, you've always been the kind of guy who doesn't listen to the radio, or you used to listen to it when you were coming up?
Well, you know what, man, not really. It's like, you know, I'm in Atlanta, so, you know, you got two stations to listen to that play urban radio, you know, as far as what's going on. So I check in to see what's hot on the radio. But as far as, like, I'm a CD guy, man. Like, I've never had any, you know, I just got a new car, like, from the last tour I was on, to where I can actually plug up my phone and have an auxiliary input. Man, I've always driven, like, an old school or a piece of shit car that isn't capable to plug in shit. So I've always been a CD guy, you know what I'm saying? So I just got all my CDs and I played them until, like, my last car, my CD player broke, and I was forced to listen to the radio for a while. But I just, you know, I try to stay aware of what's going on, but I kind of like to ride around to what I've been riding around to, man. It doesn't change that much unless somebody new comes along that I really love, you know.
Yeah, and you know what, I'm sure with the blog and stuff, man, I haven't even listened to the radio in a long time because the blogs keep you up on everything.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, and every day I wake up, I hit certain sites that, you know, keep me up on new music and stuff like that. And like I said, man, I do listen to the radio. I'm not a radio hater. You know, like I don't hate what's on the radio. It's just I just don't listen to it that much. I like to ride to like gangster shit.
Yeah, I have to absolutely bring up your dude, Cheeto Gambin, because from my understanding, this is a guy that put the North Side out there in the rap world, and of course by that I mean where you're from. So this is a guy that is well known and respected in your neck of the woods, and last week he dropped one of the best YouTube videos I've ever seen, and that's him going around to different Best Buys in the area and buying out their entire stock of your CD. It was by far the craziest and coolest thing I've seen.
Yeah, that was so amazing, man. What it is about Cheeto, first of all, shout out to Cheeto Gambin, and make sure if any of y'all fans of mine go look up his music. We had both been, you know, we're both about the same age. We've been rapping in Gwinnett for a long time. Well, I kind of fell off the map and kind of got my own little hole through like 2003, 2004. When I finally got out and started pushing myself more, 2007, 2008, and so on, Cheeto had made a name for Gwinnett. You know, I had repped Gwinnett and, you know, for years. And I call myself one of the pioneers, not the pioneer. But Cheeto made it popular to where the radio had to call us the North Side and gave us a sign to throw up and all that. So I always make sure I credit him wherever I can so it doesn't look like I'm stealing nothing. And just supporting our own team. And the fact that he went and did that just showed me the exact same love. I mean, all he had to do, he could have just been a hater and hated on it and turned hundreds of people in my hometown against me, you know. But instead he did the exact opposite and supported. And I would do the same thing if the shoe was on the other foot, man. So that was so dope for Cheeto to do that, man. So shout out to Cheeto Gambin, OSDL, man, everybody on the North Side, man. It's just fucking amazing, man. It's a dream come true. And I just hope that myself, that I can bring attention to Gwinnett, that more rappers can come out and get that time to shine. You know what I'm saying? And you know, like I said, Cheeto's already done it. He's made a name for himself. I made a name for myself. So I hope that we both can together make another lane for us to where Northside rappers are considered, you know, less the underdogs and more in the rap scene in Atlanta.
Yeah, man, it's definitely cool to see the home team going out like that. And for everyone listening, I encourage you to YouTube Cheeto Gambin and Ritz and try to find that video of him going to all the Best Buys, because that man that's a one-man marketing machine right there. That was crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Shout out to Cheeto, man. He actually did a song at my house with a homie of mine like in 97, and then we linked back up in 07, you know, talked about it. So, I mean, he's an OG around here, man, and he definitely didn't have to do that, man. That was fucking some crazy love, man.
Yeah, and, you know, speaking of love, I think we have a lot of fans on the line, man, just waiting to talk to you. So for everyone listening, man, make sure you're calling us at 347-994-3066 and press 1 to talk to Rich. We have a lot of callers here. Every time you come on, man, the lines just blow up.
Man, that's great, dog. That's great. Let's do it.
Let's hear from Hot Rod from Alabama.
What's up, Rich?
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, man. Hot Rod, South Dakota in the house, man. Just want to show some love to Slum American Strange Music. Saw you on tour here in the Ville. I was hanging with Jackie Chain and all my boys from the Ville. Jay from the Sneaker Bar. Love that shit, man. That shit's on tight. Switch Lanes is tight. Started following me on Instagram where I did a portrait drawing of my man, Illa Wolf, and, man, you like that shit, and much applause to that, man. I appreciate it. And just
okay, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. It's just dope.
Hey, dog, thank you very much for calling in, man. And you in Huntsville?
Huntsville, yes, sir.
Shout out to everybody in Huntsville. Huntsville is one of the dopest cities to go to, man, period. Like, and thanks for calling in, bro, man. I really appreciate it, dog. Shout out to everybody in Huntsville.
Much love, Rick.
Thank you, dog. Keep in touch with
him. All right, man. Shout out to Hot Rod out in Alabama, man. Thanks for showing that love. Let's keep it moving with Tristan from Hutchinson.
What's up, Rich?
Yo, what's up, Tristan? How you doing, bro?
Yeah, how are you? I love your music, dog. I was going to ask you, when are you going to go on tour with Tech again?
I don't know, man. Maybe the fall. You know, everything's kind of up in the air. Did you catch any of the independent powerhouse tour shows?
No, but I live in Hutchinson. Tech Nine came here like not too long ago. He came to the sports arena, and I don't know. But I think it'd be real cool if you guys came together.
Where's that at? Where's Hutchinson at?
It's a real small city by Wichita. It's like an hour away from Wichita.
Okay, in Kansas.
Yeah.
Okay, dope. Well, man, hopefully so, yeah, man. If not, like, I'm trying to, we're working on some stuff for me late summertime right now. Nothing, like, everything's kind of up in the air in the works. But, man, just keep an eye out, man, because I'm sure we'll be back. We just did, like, 2 dates in Kansas. I believe we did 2 out there. So, man, most definitely,
yeah,
bro.
We've never had any famous rappers or anything come to Hutchinson. It's a small town. He came in. It's pretty cool. It's pretty dope.
Well, that's dope. That's what's up. Well, shit, man. I'll definitely keep that on my mind when we, you know, we start planning routes and shit. But I appreciate you calling in, man. Appreciate the love, bro.
No problem.
Thanks, homie.
All right, man. Thanks for that. Let's hear from Lisa from Indiana. Lisa.
Hello, Rich. Oh, my God, I'm shaking in my shoes. I'm so happy. I'm so proud of you. I've met with you a few times at concerts at Louisville, June 6, 2012. I went to Nashville and seen you November 16th. You're always so sweet and so kind that I say double, triple hell to the yell. You tear it up. Switch lanes for R-E-A-L. You burn it up, Rich.
Yo,
love you and
so
yellow
much,
with all I got. I could give a shit less on the radio. All I know is I got you, baby. I got you.
Good. Hey, you got
you
me, man.
You are the shit, Rich.
Yo,
you
thank
murdered
you so much,
it, baby.
That's what's up,
oh,
man.
Oh, I'm just so happy for you. I'm so happy. I just can squeeze
you.
It's awesome. Slum American,
yeah,
baby. It's all I know.
Hey, Lisa, real quick before they cut you off, Without you being that passionate about it and, like, you know, putting that positive energy, man, this shit wouldn't be happening for me. So thank you so much, man.
Oh, we love you, buddy. You just keep burning it out. We love you. Some American Wolfpack, we will chase you. We will find you, road trips. It's awesome.
All day.
And I can't believe you didn't sell that CD for $20. People buy it for $20.
Hey, yeah, it's all good. I'm glad they're buying it, too.
Yes.
Sure
we love you, buddy. Congratulations. That's what I wanted to say to you. Awesome.
When you see me again, let me know it's you, all right? Because I don't remember the phone call. Thank you very much.
I was going in the tornado, baby. You guys saved my life.
That's what's up, man.
I love y'all. You just don't even know the joy that you put in under our roofs here in Indiana, in our cars. We just love you, buddy. You're awesome, Rich, and you know, nobody deserves it like you do, babe.
Well,
enjoy
you,
your mom. Enjoy that spotlight, babe.
Well, thank you so much, man. I really appreciate it.
All right, Lisa from Indiana, thanks for that. And Rich, like you said, man, remember that call because Jesus, that was exciting as hell.
Well, that's the type of shit I'm talking about, man. Like, that shit's so amazing, man. Like, that's crazy. Like, shout out to Lisa, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man, it's crazy to man, these fans are really passionate about your music, and that actually, I gotta tell you, Blog Talk Radio is actually full because of how many people are calling right now.
Great. That's good.
Yeah, man. No, you got some real passionate fans, man. Let's keep hearing from Matt from Minnesota.
Hey, what's up, Rich?
Hey, what's up, Matt? How you doing, bro?
Shit, I'm good, man. I'm good, dude. I've been fucking just trying to spread your shit around here, St. Paul Park, Minnesota, man. Like the people love you around here. All my friends that I play your shit for, they heard you before, but I got your new shit on my phone. You know, I downloaded your new CD, Life and Times of Johnny Valiant.
Right.
Dude, everybody loves this shit. That Switch Lanes, you know, man, you change it up a little bit on that, but you still give it your own style, and you go hard as hell, dude. No matter what you do, you go hard, man. And you inspire me, man. I write my own shit, too, you know what I mean? And you inspire the hell out of me, dude. Keep doing what you're doing, man. I love that shit.
Well, man, I appreciate you calling, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man, because, you know, I'm a pure example of this shit can really happen out of nowhere, you know what I'm saying? So just keep at it, man, and thank you, dog. Minnesota's one of my favorite spots to go to, man, so I appreciate you spreading the word, bro.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. You know that that song you did with Dice, dog, that's like one of my favorite verses you did because it's so real, dude.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah, dude, that song inspires the hell out of me, bro. Like, dude, that shit brought tears to my eyes when I heard that shit. I played it over and over and over and over. That shit goes
dude,
so
dog,
hard,
that's,
man.
That's one of my favorite features, man. Shout out to Cashville Dice, shout out to Matic Lee. Yeah, take it.
Hell
that,
yeah.
All I need is time, man. That's it. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that shit goes hard. Thank you.
Nah, thank you, bro, man. If you see me, man, holler at me.
Cool, man, I will.
All right, bro. Sweet.
All right. Peace.
All right, man. Matt from Minnesota. Let's keep it moving here with one more caller. And for everyone listening, we're going to take one more caller. We're going to jump back to a few questions with Ritz, and then we're going to come back around because there's so many of you guys trying to get through. Let's hear from Anthony in Oklahoma.
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
What's up,
my favorite song by you is Sleep at Night with Yellow Wolf. I was just saying that.
That's what's up. What's your name?
Anthony. Yeah, I'm really excited. Oh my God.
Yeah, man, it's all good. Thank you. It's that Sleep at Night. That's one of my favorites too, of all time.
Yeah. And I was gonna, if my uncle's listening to this, I was gonna give him a shout out.
Yeah, go ahead. Shout him out.
Patrick, like, shout out to him in Colorado.
Yeah, that's what's up. Well, thanks for calling in. Shout out to Patrick in Colorado. I appreciate the love and, you know, appreciate the love on that Sleep at Night, man. Keep playing our shit.
Okay.
All right, I saw the letter.
All right, cool. Thanks, Anthony from Oklahoma, for calling in. To everyone else still on the line, remember to call us at 347-994-3066 and make sure you're pressing 1. That way we know you're trying to get through to talk to Ritz. You know, man, we've been talking about a lot of stuff. One of the things that we covered sort of was the tour. What I want to know is the moment that it was officially over, what was the first thing that ran through your mind?
I think the moment it was officially over, what ran through my mind was, now I need to sober up so I can pack my shit up. man, the moment it was, it's so weird. I told the guys on tour, because like Triz, who was Brother Lynch's hype man and also a rapper himself, and I think Seth's crew had only been out one other time or something like that. And I'm not talking down like I'm some big tour veteran or anything, but it's weird when you tour with these guys, man. When you're on a bus with people, it seems so long, and then that last day comes, and it's like graduating high school, and you know you're not gonna see everybody for a while. Man, you get all sentimental, and it's kind of like you want to go home, but it kind of sucks too. You know what I'm saying? It's weird. It's such a long thing came to an end. But you know, basically, man, it's like before me and you had this conversation before I went on tour, before the album came out. You know, I had all this pressure with the album coming out and the tour. You know, now it's just over, man. And my thoughts was not to go home and really feel like an artist, man. That has a CD out, man. I really haven't got to go see my shit in the stores yet or anything, man. So that was my first thing. Like, I can't wait to go home, see my girl, my family, get some sleep, and go see my, I'm going to go to the store and buy my CD, and hopefully somebody goes, hey, that's you on the cover.
Have you gotten to do that yet?
Nah, man, not yet. I'm probably going to do it tomorrow. Well, I got the signing tomorrow, but if I don't do it this evening, I'm definitely going to do it tomorrow. I got to go in there super fly, though, daughter. I can't wait.
You gotta go to the counter with one, and then if they don't recognize you, you gotta kind of do that to them. And
oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I've been doing that ridiculously. Like I think Strange had me in the XXL freshman edition, had my actual like album cover, you know, promotion on the inside. So I went to the counter and I'm like, let me make sure this is the right one. And the lady at the counter is like looking. I'm like, oh, that's the right one. That's me in it. I'm all obvious and shit, trying to show I'm in the magazine. You know, you just want somebody to ask and shit. But, man, yeah, I can't wait, man. I've just been waiting on that feeling all my life. So I can't wait to do that, you know.
Yeah, man. Well, you only get that maybe once. So, I mean, why not?
Yeah, man. Got to go do it. But, the tour with the ending, man, it was sad. But it was, you know, we had a great fucking run, man. It was amazing. So now it's just on to the next chapter.
Right, you were talking about, you know, the camaraderie between you and the guys. I think you mentioned some tracks way earlier while we were talking. Did any collabs come out of this tour? Any collab ideas?
Collab ideas, I think. You know, I think Seth Crew and Brother Lynch made something happen. I know I made a song for Triz and Brother Lynch. So definitely some ideas happened, and definitely some inevitable shit's gonna happen. Like me and Seth Crew are gonna do tracks together. Me and Brother Lynch, like me and Cut Calhoun. You know, we had such a great time, man, and just being around everybody so lyrical and creative, man, it was dope, man. So I think a lot of good shit's gonna come off of just with the guys that was on our bus, you know, much less Tech and Chris and everybody else involved with the label.
You know, one thing that I was really wondering about is how was this tour different from your previous tours? Because you have been touring for a little bit.
Yeah, well, it was a lot different as far as just you know, having the space and the organization. And it's not to knock any of the other tours that I've been on being on organized or anything like that. It's just strange that they just got it down to a science, man. And I guess the difference is, like, more people haven't seen me before on this tour, a lot of the Strange fans, like the core Strange fans, and it was like more like welcome to the family type shit. So, it was kind of like me earning my passage into the Strange family, in other words, and I had to show it live on stage every night, you know. But it was just dope, man. I mean, from Brother Al on the sound, the scenario, running the lights, and just the whole team, man, everything was so dope, man, just a family unit. It was awesome.
Yeah, man, I was able to catch the show three times, and just each and every night was crazy. And that's, you know, I ran into you a few times during that, and it seemed like each time you were just getting mobbed through the crowd, at the bar, you know, at merch. Have you been adjusting to that level of attention? You know, does it ever get stressful?
It gets a little stressful sometimes, man. You know, I've been trying to go out. Like, I always go out into the crowd when I'm done. When my CD actually dropped towards the end of the tour, I had to go to the merch table. I couldn't, like, walk through the crowd. I had to go up there and, like, sign CDs for the people that bought them. But, yeah, it went crazy. Like, I'm going to give Beetlejuice a huge shout-out. You know what I'm talking about, the homie Dale. Dale would walk me through the crowd. We call him Beetlejuice. So Beetlejuice would walk me through the crowd. He'd have the bandanas up, man, and it'd be, like, chaotic. I think he had to, like, he strangled a guy, like, was trying to get at me and, like, put his thumbs in some dude's eyes and, like, not on no negative shit either. Like he was up to start shit. Like, he was actually trying to protect me and shit. But I always fuck with him. Like, dog, we out here on some shit. But if anybody knows, I mean, it's only funny because, Vic, you know him, but Beetlejuice is a little guy. He's got a mohawk, man. He's fucking crazy. And he's super cool. He had my back to the crowd. So there was some chaotic times where Beetlejuice jumped up like a spider monkey and strangled a couple people, man. It was fucking insane.
Man, yeah, no, big shout out to Beetlejuice. That's hilarious.
I mean, in defending him, it was all in, like, you know, it was all called for. Like, you know, I don't go out in the crowd looking for anything negative and, you know, at all. So it wasn't nothing like that. But, you know, a couple drunk people would, you know, it happens. Everybody's drunk in these crowds. Sometimes something's going to happen, you know. But, yeah, so that's the only time it gets stressful, man. Other than that, man, it's all pretty much love, man. I fucking love it.
Good, man. What was your favorite thing about this tour?
My favorite thing, period, was, I mean, I would just say, man, the actual amount of people that were there and, like, the amount of people I performed for, man, it prepares you for anything. I mean, Tech puts on a good show. Tech puts on such a good show, and as the fans just come out and the masses, I just remember looking out, like, in different places, like I remember one Milwaukee and Denver, and, like, seeing all those hands raise up, you know, it prepares you for anything in the future, you know, that comes up. You know, you kind of, you get a lot of your confidence, man. I think this performance, that massive amount of crowd, you know, of numbers, man, was crazy. That'd probably be my favorite thing about this tour, was just the fucking mass amount of people I got to show my shit to, you know, and spread my word. So, I mean, my fan base grew so much on this tour, you know, nothing will make a fan base grow than having somebody see you in person like that.
Yeah. You know, and with this next question, sort of the flip side of that, and I don't mean to put the spotlight right on you, but what was your least favorite thing about the tour? Did you have one?
My least favorite thing about the tour? I don't know, man. I don't think there was one. I guess, like, I know exactly what it was. My least favorite thing about the tour was trying to, I always hate, man, this haircut, dog. I got to get a shower every day. If the venue doesn't have a shower, I got to get a hotel, man. And that's with any tour. Any tour, I got to go get hotels if the venue doesn't have showers, man. I hate that shit. But then I'm spending all day trying to find a place to shower. I end up paying $100 to go take a shower somewhere and use the room for like 2 hours. But other than that, that's probably the worst part of the tour. But and just to throw a jab in it, probably Triz, man. Brother Lynch is hype, man. I don't like that motherfucker. I'm totally fucking with him, man. I love Triz, man. I've been fucking with him the whole tour, man. But anytime somebody asks me what's the worst part of the tour, I just say Triz. Really, I'm just blowing him up, man. Go follow Triz, baby Rip Gut, man. He's a fucking maniac.
Yeah, man, big shout-out to him. He's been getting a lot of love from the fans on this tour. It's crazy.
Yeah, fuck him. I'm just kidding, man.
We're talking about the tour. I want to talk a bit more about the album. Some of the obvious standout tracks on this that a lot of the fans have been talking about on Facebook and on Twitter are Say No More, Switch Lanes, and Wasting Time. But I want to address Heaven, because not only is it one of my personal favorites, but Yellow Wolf's verse is, I mean, I have, like, no words to describe it.
Yeah, Yellow Wolf is a maniac. Like, he sent that verse. Shout out to Yellow Wolf, man. You know, everybody knows. If not, I always feel like I got to say it. Like, none of this shit would ever happen for me if it wasn't for Yellow Wolf. That's never going to change. You know, no matter who I'm with, no matter what's going on, you know, I got Yellow Wolf back for life. Yellow Wolf was the last verse I had to get, and I was like, man, I wanted Yellow Wolf on Fuck Swag, you know, and we just couldn't make it happen. He was working on Trump Music Return, so I was like, dude, I got one track. Can you get on this? And he sent it back, and it was just like, it was a crazy, like, drunken verse, man. It was dope, though. Like, it went with the song, but it, like, a lot of that was, like, same shit about how you inside jokes about the tour bus. Like, there were some things that went on tour, you know, about, you know, talking about throwing up and people doing coke on his bus and just crazy shit. So a lot of it's like inside tour stuff. I actually wrote that verse, Tripping on Mushrooms, on the bus. So, like, I don't normally write verses tripping on mushrooms. Like, I've never done that before. And I actually wrote that verse, like, really fucking out there in outer space. So that's why the song came out. That's why it just came out so dope. So I remember playing for it on the road, so he came back with his verse. But, yeah, I don't know if he was really drunk during that part or what, because I know he does the drunk lines at the end. So shout out to Yellow Wolf, man. That's my boy.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about that track and wondering if you were actually tripping when you wrote that or something, because it came out pretty damn good for something that was written while you were tripping.
No, I was tripping on mushrooms, and I had three verses to that song, like three crazy-ass verses, like the first one. But when I came back home, I could only read one of them. Like, the other ones, I couldn't even read them. Like, I didn't know where the rhyme schemes were. They were all fucked up, man. I was in outer space. And I'm not, you know, trying to brag like that's cool or nothing, but that's actually what happened. So it was kind of cool for me hearing a song that I actually did, like, heavily under the influence of some hallucinogens and shit. Like, who does that? That's just weird. It doesn't happen often.
Well, what's crazy, man, is it came off really well. I mean, you listen to that track, and you're like, okay, all right, I know where they're coming from.
Yeah, no, I really love the that track. I really love the chorus to that track a lot, you know. So, yeah, it's a favorite of mine on the album.
Definitely, man. One thing that was really really cool to see is, if I'm not mistaken, you're listed as a producer in the album credits, right?
Yeah. On the track All Around the World, actually me and my dad, man, me and my pop, like, what happened was a lot of the tracks had samples in them, so we had to go back and, like, make the track over and not, like, recreate the sample. Like, we had to redo the track, like, come up with a brand new beat. And something that's really hard to do when you're already used to hearing something one way. So, you know, luckily my father's a musician. You know, he could play the keys, play the guitar. So I got him in on a lot of tracks to do guitar work and key work. And then All Around the World had a sample, like, all throughout the beat. The beat was totally sample-based. So we, like, had to, like, totally recreate and make a whole new beat And we did it together, man, so it was really cool that I got to do a track with my dad on my first debut album, man. It was really dope. Yeah, I make beats, and I think the next album I do, I'm going to make some of my own beats to show people what I can do. I mean, the same sound that I have is the same type of beats I like. That's why I love Burn One so much. They make the type of beats I've been trying to make for years. So I think I'm definitely going to get more into the production end of things as time goes on, too.
Yeah, man, because I had no idea you produced, and it was really cool to hear that. And that track is great, so I'm really hoping that you do develop that more.
Yeah, man, yeah. I just trying to learn new programs, man. I'm old school, man. I just use the MPC and, like, Tritons and Motifs and stuff now. It's just, you know, you got to get everybody's on Logic and different programs like that, so it's just becoming more, you know, just knowledgeable about software and stuff like that. But it's something I'm definitely about to get into and embrace really soon, actually.
Have you done stuff for other rappers so far up to this point?
Nah. I mean, not recently. Not since my career is like where it's at today. Like, I used to sell beats and do all that type of stuff, but my they weren't as good as they should have been. You know, I was growing as a producer. I thought they were a lot better than they were. Now you listen back to them and you're like, oh, okay, that sounds a little amateur like. But I do have a skill at making beats. So I'm definitely going to get back at it really soon, man, and start doing that. So that'll be really dope when I can start shopping some beats to rappers and shit. That's going to be tight.
Cool, man. Yeah, no, that'll be something I'm sure the fans will be looking forward to, too. And, you know, as we're hitting this later part in the podcast, I want to take some more calls from your fans because they are still blowing up the lines. So to everyone listening, if you're on the line, make sure you're pressing 1 to get through to jump on the line with Ritz and have your questions ready. Let's see what Jason from Wisconsin has to say. Jason.
Hey, how's it going, Ritz? Just want to give a shout out. We're up in the Wisconsin, man. We love you up here. You're big, man. I let everybody know about you. I'm kind of in the music game myself, and not everybody's heard of you yet, and everybody that hears you just blows up, man. It's just much love. Your music's like soul music, man. It's soul
music. Thanks for spreading the word, man. You said soul music?
Yeah, man, that just touches you, you know, like you listen to your tracks and you know the depths that are into there and you can just, it plays a part of your own life, just flashes back your own growing up, you know, it just touches you.
Well, that's dope, man, because it's like, when I'm making them, it's like, that's the goal, you know, I hope, like, I write about my own life, but I hope other people can, like, turn their life problems and hear it in there, so the fact that, you know, that happened and you say that, man, that means my mission accomplished, man. Thank you very much, dog. Like I was saying earlier, like, Milwaukee was one of the biggest shows we had on the tour. So, man, shout out to everybody up there in Wisconsin, man, and I appreciate you, bro. Thank you, man.
Absolutely, man. Take care.
Shout out, big homie.
Shout out, homies.
All right, shout out to Wisconsin. Shout out to Jason.
Hey, real quick, Vic, yeah. that's the best compliment I can get right there, man. Like, I fucking love that when somebody feels like their problems can relate to my shit. That's the dopest shit ever. Anyway, I just had to say that.
No, it's all good, man. And I know we have talked about that. And I know you get a lot of people who come to you, especially with songs like "Runaway" and things like that. And it really touches them.
Yeah, that's the best compliment you could get, man. That's the ultimate goal, man. Because that's so many rappers do that to me, and you know what I'm saying. I want to thank them the same way. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely, man. Let's hear from Dan in Ohio. Dan.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, what's up, man? I just want to let you know your music's fucking dope as fuck. I'll be sitting here rolling up, listening to that shit, chilling. All my dudes, a lot of my dudes don't know your music. I'll go out to the parties that they have, put your shit on, party goes wild, dude. I just want to say it's awesome, man.
Dude, thank you very much, man. Keep throwing it on, man. Have them go. Who the fuck is that? Thanks, man. I appreciate it, bro.
All right, man. Thanks.
Yeah,
have a good one.
Yeah, you too, homie.
Cool, man. Shout out to Dan and Ohio all together as a state. I know they support you a lot out there.
Yeah, the Ohio's crazy, man. Like, fucking Cleveland, Columbus was crazy. Like, I'm, you know, yeah, I lost the words. I appreciate all the love, man. It's fucking crazy.
Yo, Candy from Spokane.
Hey, what's up, Ritz?
Yo, what's up, Candy? How you doing?
Not much. So, when you were in Spokane,
I went to the meet and greet just to meet you, but you were up in L.A. doing your video shoot, and just wanted to say that was... Yeah, it kind of sucked, but it was all good because I got to see you front and center in Spokane, and I was just wondering, would you ever come back to Spokane?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was pretty. It was my first. It was actually my first rap concert, and it was off the hook.
Yo, thank you, man. Yeah, nah, like it's Spokane, right? Not Spokane. It's Spokane.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, Spokane. So she got cut off?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah. Nah. Like that shit was dope as fuck. Hell yeah, I'm gonna definitely come back there. You know,
awesome.
Like I said, we're working out dates right now, so just like. If you follow me on Twitter at The Real Ritz or, like, Instagram or Facebook, any of that shit, just keep in touch with me and, like, see where I'm going and wherever I'm at, man, make sure you come through. And definitely let me know
if
you
call.
Yeah,
I definitely will.
Yeah,
definitely will come. Yeah, next time I'm going to get VIP so I can come chill with you. So.
That's what's up, Candy. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, bye.
All right, peace.
All right, Candy. Everyone in Spokane is cursing me out right now because I said Spokane instead, but it's all good.
You said Spokane?
I said Spokane, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, I didn't know either, man. Some cities be like that, man. Be saying the shit all wrong and shit.
Yeah, and then you come in, you're like, what's up, Spokane? And then they all get pissed at you, so.
Yeah.
John from Florida.
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's up, dog? How you doing, bro?
I'm doing straight, man. I just wanted to say, man, I love your music, man. I love what you're doing. And, like, I got to say, like, you and, like, Crit is, like, the only two people, like, I'm really fucking with right now. And, like, when your album dropped, I saw Wasting Time with Crit. I was like, what? Oh, my God, this is crazy.
Yeah. That's, like, that's my... Go ahead.
Oh, I was about to say, I was going to ask you, how did you and Tech come to acquaintance, like, for you to get signed to Strange Music?
Tech, I came into acquaintance with him and Chris Calico at when they were in Atlanta doing Worldwide Choppers with Yellow Wolf. So I went, Yellow had been playing my music for Tech, telling him about me, and then I came to the studio that night and met him, and we just kind of clicked. And then when Calico put me on the song Mayday, you know, it just even kind of established me more in a Strange circle, and I've been doing these podcasts ever since, and then the deal happened and everything went down. But yeah, that's how it happened to Yellow doing Worldwide Chopper.
Damn, yo, that's crazy, man. I got to say, man, I'm shaking right now. This is crazy, yo. I mean, like, my idol
Dude. Man, I appreciate calling in, man. And Big Crit's one of my favorite rappers out right now, period, man. So, like, I love that fucking song, Wasting Time. Where you at in Florida?
Gainesville.
Oh, you in Gainesville? That's what's up.
That's what's up, man.
Well, man, y'all see me, man. I'm trying to get to the South soon because... Like, I know this tour, we didn't get to go to Florida. We didn't get to go to Texas. We didn't get to do a lot of South dates, man. So, like, if you know, keep up with me, man. If you see me, man, come out.
Yeah, no doubt, man.
I appreciate you calling in, bro.
All right, man.
All right, homie. Peace.
Cool, man. John from Florida, thanks for that call. And, dude, you were just talking about you didn't get to go to the South a lot, but you're actually getting to play a show in Atlanta.
Yeah. I'm doing a show in Atlanta. Here in my hometown on the 1st with Rehab, man, who I first started touring with when my career started taking off, when I actually had a job, so I would go do dates with Rehab, man, and shout out to everybody at Rehab, with Rehab, man, Demon Jones, Danny Boone, you know, to everybody, man, Chris Hood, DJ Crisis, I'm leaving out people, I don't want to make them mad, man, but I love those dudes, man, I can't wait to do the show, so yeah, on the 1st. Coming up, man, be at Wild Bills and Gwinnett with Rehab, man. So it's gonna be dope.
There you go, man. Ritz in Atlanta, Wild Bills. Hit up Ritz on Facebook or on Twitter to get all the details on that. And speaking of being back, man, in your area, you have an in-store as well that you're doing in the Gwinnett County area, right?
Yeah. Tomorrow I'm doing an in-store at the FYE and Sugarloaf Mills Mall, which is like where I grew up, you know. I've been living here before the mall got built and shit. I remember when it first got built up, we go up there, it was tight having a mall that close. And, dog, to be able to go in there and do an in-store tomorrow, it's going to be fucking a dream come true. And even if it's nothing but my friends that show up, you know, so, like,
I mean, I'm sure it won't be. I'm sure there's going to be some people that show up. But, man, I fucking can't wait for tomorrow, man. It's going to be a dope-ass experience, man. I mean, I shop in that mall. It's like when I got a show to do, I'll go up there and grab a shirt and shit. So to be able to go do an in-store or something like that there is fucking unreal.
Dope, man. Yeah, it's a good chance for the fans to see you. And for everyone listening, if you're in the area, it's at the Sugarloaf Mills Mall. It's at 5 p.m. at FYE. Be sure to meet Ritz. You'll be signed copies of his CD.
If you're in Georgia, period, man, like you want to come out and holler, man, make the drive. It ain't far. Hit 85 and, you know, Sugarloaf Mills Mall.
Yeah, everyone hit Sugarloaf Mills Mall. That's the best name for a mall ever, by the way.
Yep.
Sugarloaf Mills Mall. I love the name of the mall.
Sugarloaf Mills.
You know, we did get a tweet from Sender, and I have to ask you this. I'm prefacing it with it was from Sender, and this is why it's hilarious. But tell me about the recipe for Johnny Pot Pies.
You know what? He's a fucking asshole, first of all. tell him, man, that's a secret recipe. Nobody knows that recipe, man. It's, you know, but it's a good one. It's a good one. Tell him, you know, this is coming from a guy. Now, Sender, for everybody that's listening, Sender is my manager, and he's the angriest guy on earth. He bullies me into everything I do. He's a big, bald-headed, diesel-ass dude, and he's like, he eats pre-dinner Whoppers, like he eats a Whopper before he goes home and eats dinner. So, and he tells everybody to fuck off. Big called him out on his fuck offness one day. So, shout out to Sender, man. And no, you're not getting that recipe. Make it up. Make your own up.
No, big shout out to Sender, man. Awesome dude. And now he's going to put me on blast for putting him on blast via you. So,
no, he's horrible, man. He's a horrible person.
But, dude, you know, we're talking about recipes, man. I think it was Smoking Section. We did a story with you about your recipe for a burrito, and I swear to God, it was, like, the most complex recipe I've ever seen for a burrito.
I know, man. Like, they kept hitting me up. They were like, dude, first of all, I had a good interview with the Smoking Section guy in New York, and he was talking about Cinco de Mayo coming up, and I was telling him last tour I was on, well, he was like, what couldn't you wait to do when you got home? I was like, man, I was really just thinking about how to make a burrito, man. I wanted to go home. Because I like to cook when I get home. It's like some shit I do at home. Like, it makes me feel like, okay, I'm not rapping. I'm at home. I'll cook some shit. So I was like, man, I'm about to make the perfect fucking burrito. So he asked me what the burrito was. Well, shout out to Richie Abbott and Sender, both were like, they were like, Smoking Section wants the actual recipe. And I don't think they realize how complex my shit is sometimes. And I'm like, God damn it, I put it off and put it off and put it off. And then when I fucking wrote up the recipe, I got hell for how complex it is, bro. That's fucked up. But yeah, it is a complex recipe, but, you know, it's not that bad. As long as you got shit in the cabinet, man, it ain't that bad. You just have to go through a little bit of shopping, man, stock your pantry up. But it's worth it.
I'm looking at it now, and you've got steak marinade, steak rub, and then there's all the vegetables of the pico de gallo, the shredded. Man, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah, man, you got chipotle sour cream, man. Get the little chipotle puree in a blender, put it in the sour cream. A little bit. Those little details make it better than everybody else's, though. That's the thing. Those little details make it go, God damn, when you bite it. It's not like, you know. When you go over to somebody's house and you eat some shit like that, you'd be like, that's the best shit I ever fucking had at his house. I don't know what the fuck he did to it.
Yeah, man. And you know what's so funny is if you're a Ritz fan, one of the best things is following you on Instagram because you are eating better than most of us. It's just the food you're eating and the pictures you're posting are ridiculous.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm a food head, man. Like, I really like food a lot, man. You know, I like posting up pictures of what I'm eating, man. It's just something I like to do. I like to look at food, you know what I'm saying? It's just something I'm interested in. So, especially when you get to tour the country, man, and go try shit. Like, who doesn't love food, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't love food, you don't have a fucking soul. I mean, nah, I'm just kidding. I'm definitely always posting up pictures of food, and I probably spend way too much money at the grocery store. Like, I have a grocery store right by my crib. I'm always going there, and I go there so much it's like embarrassing. And like, Soon as I got put into Source magazine, dog, like I went into the grocery store and just put my shit on every page and like spread it across. So now that I'm back, I can't wait to go in there and now that my CD's out and shit and show off and fucking grocery shop looking like an asshole.
You got a floss at the grocery store.
Yeah, flossing at the grocery store. That's the interesting, for all y'all that want to know what the interesting rap style is like at home, flossing at the grocery store is some bullshit, but that's what I do in my daytime shit, man. It's fun.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sure traveling the country, you must have had a lot of, you must have hit a lot of good food spots along the way.
Yeah, I hit some, man. You know, I hit less this time because I was trying to watch it a little bit this time, as I normally do. Like, normally I pull up in a city and, like, try to find, like, where the best spots are at and then go get it. You know, we had, like, a George Foreman grill on there and, like, a griddle on the bus and, like, you know, Cut Calhoun was on there cooking all the time and Brother Lynch was on there cooking. Like, everybody was getting there cooking on, so I was doing that a lot, too. So I didn't eat as much as I normally do, but, yeah, I like going to different cities and eating, man. We were just in KC, in Kansas City, man. I was trying to go to Gates or, like, somewhere popular there. I always go to Jack Stack. But and Vic, you're from Chicago, right?
Yeah, I am.
So I always go hit up like I always go to like Al's Beef and like get, you know, I just try to go to the staple spots that are like, you know, popular in each city.
Oh yeah, I remember seeing you hit up Al's Beef and you know, you're talking about Gates and Jack Stack. Have you had any other barbecue joints here?
No, but I was unpacking my bags and, like, doing stuff, like, getting all my stuff out of my bags, and I was seeing a special on Kansas City, and they said the best barbecue spot in Kansas City, hands down, was Oklahoma Joe's or some shit like that.
Yeah, so
I don't know. I have to go there and give it my opinion, man. I want to see.
No, definitely. Next time you come through, you have to hit that spot. It's definitely up there.
Yeah.
So now that we've spent the better half of the end of the podcast talking about nothing but food.
Talking about nothing but food.
Is there anything, man, that you wanna say to your fans who are listening, who have bought the album, who are supporting, who are out there saying, buy Ritz's album, spread the word?
Yeah, man, like, you know what's funny? I say it every time, and, you know, I just don't want it to ever sound generic because I say it so much, like, I'm so fucking appreciative to everybody like that to actually sit here, whoever's sitting by a phone to call and talk to me. I'm sitting in my fucking car in front of my house. You know, my album just came out that I've been working on, like, really to get to this point for years. So the fact that any of y'all give a fuck is such a big deal to me. You know what I'm saying? And then it should be a big deal to every fucking rapper or every artist for that matter. There's so many musicians that make music that would die to be in this position. So the fact that y'all give a fuck, man, I will forever be appreciative. Keep spreading the word. If you like the album, man, please keep telling people about it. Tell them to go buy it and support it, you know, because I am trying to make a living. But at the end of the day, you know, I just appreciate y'all listening to it and listening to something that I've tried to be good at, that I pride myself in being good at, you know. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who supports me, everybody I met on the road, everybody showed me love, everybody that called in, and all you motherfuckers, just thank you so fucking much, man.
Definitely, man. And, you know, thank you to you for joining us today, man, and getting the chance to chop it up with your fans a little bit.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, anytime, man. I love doing this shit, man. It's a great time, man. Thanks for having me, as always.
Oh, absolutely. And for everyone listening, of course, you can check out Ritz in Atlanta at Wild Bill's. Come from all over Georgia, man. Check them out with Rehab at Wild Bill's on June 1st. Doors open at 7. Check out Ticketmaster.com, RehabMusic.com, or check out Ritz on Facebook and Twitter for all the details on that. And, of course, tomorrow at FYE, at Sugarloaf Mill Malls at 5 p.m. In-store, get to meet Ritz and get your copy of the album signed.
Yeah, man, go get that album, Life of Tyler Johnny Valiant, Slum Arrogant. Shout out to everybody on Strange Music, everybody that I just toured with. I love y'all motherfuckers. Yes, Rich, Mike, Jesus, Johnny Valiant. Yeah.
Thanks to everyone who joined us today, and tune in next time.
Peace.
Strange Music.